Vayter and Shas Rein Daf Kuf Hey Pinger Amud Kuf Dalam Beis Bada Bava in the page second to last line. We had left off yesterday in Amud Beis towards the middle of the page. We had discussed a statement that said Shalchu Leilavur De Shmuel. It was sent to Avur De Shmuel that Yavama Shirakakal. Let's say you have Yavama. She goes in. She spits by one of the brothers. Tachlot Shesedu Chalitza. And we try to figure out who is that. And we said, well, it's not Rabbi Akiva. And then the Gemara asks, says, is that really true? Is it true to say it's not Rabbi Akiva? What do you mean to say? That Rabbi Akiva says that spitting seems not to be something which is ma'akev to do chalitza or not. And now we want to say, really? Let's take a look and see if that's true. Omiyam Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Kikil Apostle, does he say he's not an apostle? V'otanya we learned in a brisa. Let's say a person did one of the three things, right? We know there's three things. There's taking off the shoe, there's spitting, and they're saying the psukim. So what happens if chalitza, if it's just chalitza, she takes off the shoe, v'lo, beep, turn the page, go, hey, rock a cover, lo car. She doesn't spit, and she doesn't read the psukim. Or let's say chalitza, then what's it then? Chalitza, so share, it's a good chalitza. It works. Now, Rakaka, if she spits, velo chalta velo kar, and she doesn't take off the shoe, she doesn't take the psukim, chalitzasa psula. It's no good. The chalitza doesn't work, and Rashi points out that uposalta ala achin can be first. Also, it also goes and passes her from being with the brothers as well. Let's say all she does is kar, she read the psukim, velo raka velo chalta, she doesn't spit, she doesn't take off the shoe, ein kan beis mechosh. This is nothing to worry about. There's no chalitza done. Rashi says, "Afilu miyabim lo pas, miyibim lo pas." Even from yibim, she's not possible to do. Now the Gemara breaks it down. Mani, who is this? Elam Rabbi Eliezer. If you want to say this goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, this cannot be. This cannot be. And I'll tell you why. Chalitza, she takes off the shoe. Velo rakka velo karon. She doesn't spit. She doesn't say any psukim. Chalitza sakshera. The chalitza is going to be good. Right, this is, right, so now, I have Amar Rabbi Eliezer said in our Mishnah, Kacha Yaseh, that this has to be done, means Davar Shuhu Maisa Ma'akev, anything that has some sort of action is going to be an ikov, spitting, taking off the shoe, all these things need to be done. So if she goes and she doesn't spit, then the chalitza is no good, even if she took off the shoe. And this Brisa, which says the chalitza is good without this spitting, clearly it's not going to be Rabbi Eliezer. Pshit Rabbi Akiva, must be that it's Rabbi Akiva, that if you go, if you take off the shoe and you don't, all she has is took off the shoe, she didn't spit, the chalitza is going to be good, at least b'diavad. V'katani rakaka v'lo chalitza v'lo kara chalitzasa psula. However, when the brisa comes in and says that the second part, that if she spits but doesn't take off the shoe or say the psukim, then the chalitza is going to be pasul laman. Who does that go like? More accurately, we say it's Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, to who is Rabbi Akiva, what does he mean when he says that she's going to be usher, when it says that it's going to be a chalitza, which is psula? Rashi explains, leman, meaning klomar, lemay hilchasa tani psula, for what halacha? Ilema, le'alma, if you want to say that, she's usher to the rest of the world, meaning she's not allowed to go out just by spitting and be married to somebody else. Pshita, obviously, miyavi chalitza d'shtari le'alma, is this considered a chalitza that's going to allow her to be mutter to everybody? All she did was spit. She didn't even take off the shoe. Obviously not. El alav la'achid. It must mean that it's to the brothers. Shema mina kum techoy is what comes out of this. That we see that even Rabbi Akiva, who says that to spit is not considered an ikov, it's not going to be ma'akev to allow chalitza to work. Nonetheless, he says that it's going to passel the yavama from marrying the brothers. This pretty much goes against what we said yesterday, that when we say in Kufta Alma Beis, we had mentioned that Rabbi Akiva says Chalitza is going to be good, b'di'evid, even if there's no spit, meaning it's not an eco if you don't do a spit at all. Now you want to say that if she spits without taking off the shoe, that it's going to be, sorry, and the statement came out from that, that if she spits without taking off the shoe, that it's going to be like she did nothing. But over here we see that Rabbi Akiva is going to say that even if you do spitting just to spit by itself, that itself is going to answer into the brothers. So what's going on? Fracta Gemara now, Rabbi Akiva, Kuntra Rabbi Akiva, Maishna, Rikika, Maishna, Kriya. What's the difference in Rikika when the spitting, Rashi says, the Pasla, in the second rule, Maishna, Kriya, Rashi says, the low Pasla, the Gatani, Ein Kan, Beis Mechosh, that third statement, Hova, Tervayali, Didei, Lo, Kamakvi, both of them are not Ma'akiv. So what's Pshat that he says that one of them is going to be a problem, the other one says it's not going to be a problem? As a Gemara, Kriya de'isa bein b'tchila b'misof. Because when you go and you read, that's something which is done, the beginning and the end of this whole chalitza shtickle. There's even psukim that are read throughout. There's like a whole procession with a psukim. Therefore, lo michlafei. People are not going to end up going out and making a mistake, pulling a little switcheroo and getting confused. Meaning, if we allow them to go, and after she does just the kriya, we allow them to go do yibum, people are not going to go to say that, oh, person who does chalitza is not allowed to do yibum, right? Because they're going to think that what? That this happened at the beginning of the chalitza, and then they never actually took off the shoe. But rekika debetchila lesa, but the spinning, that's not done in the beginning of the process. That's done at the very end, of the sophie, so at the end, then michel fale, they're going to come make a mistake. And what's going to happen? She goes, she spits. And then after she does yibum, people are going to think that, oh, you do chalitza and you can do yibum. They're going to go and allow a chalutza to go to the other brothers, and that's a problem. Says the Gemara, a whole other way of understanding the statement that was sent to Shmuel, that we said we started with. Some say this is what was sent. Yavama sherakika tachlutz. A yavama who does Rikika, she goes, she spits, she didn't do anything but that. Tachl, she has to do chalitza. Ve'ina tzricha l'rok pam acheres. And she doesn't have to spit a second time. So that's a Gemara. Ki ahi da'asya l'kamid Rav Ami. That is a study time. This happened too, where there was a Yavama who came in front of Rav Ami. And have a Yosef Rabbi Abba bar Mamul Kamed. Remember, was there. Rakam Yakamid Tachlos. And what did she do? She came along. She just all of a sudden started to spit before they took off any shoe. Amale Rabbi Meir, Chalutzla, do take off Chalitza, take off the shoe, Vishari La Tigra, and go finish it up. Finish this din. Rashi says, Klomar, Potter, Vishalachna, Ubezin, Vishalchana, Ubezin. Go ahead and send her out of here. So he says, Amale Rabbi Abba. Well, 1 second. Why are you saying shouldn't she spit? She takes off the shoe, she spit, and then she took off the shoe, shouldn't she spit again? That's going, what do you mean? Harakala, she already spit it. She spat. That's enough. I have a tarik, let her spit right now. Mabakach, what's the big deal? Why are you saying not to spit again? Nafik mine chorba. He says, no, a terrible thing can come out of this. Why? Diamite tahad of a tarik, if you're going to say she has to spit again, then I'm a rikika kamaisa lesba mashash. People are going to say, oh, the first spitting actually meant nothing. There's no problem. And therefore, you can still do yibum after the fact. Also, the Mishnah Chalutz Salach, and they're going to go and allow someone who was a Chalutz, the Chalitza, to the brothers. Says, Gemara, I have a hobby in the Kisidron. It has to be done in the proper order. Right? So, therefore, it shouldn't be good. Says, Gemara, Kisidron Lama Akva, and it should be done in Kisidron. But if it's not done in Kisidron, it's not in Ikov, it's still going to work. Who suffered the chiyuye kamadchile? So, Abba thought that he was just pushing him off, and you know, he didn't want to. Like answer his question. Nafak davak. She went and he found that it was true. The Tanya on said, "Bein shehiktem chalitza l'rukika, bein shehiktem l'rukika l'chalitza." Whether it was the chalitza to rukika or the rukika to chalitza, Masha also say what was done. It works either way. Story time. Levi nafak lirisa. Levi went out to the villages. Bo mine they came and they asked. Gidemis ma'ushetachos. What's our lacha when it comes to a gidemis? A gidemis is a person who is an amputee. Mao, what's the din in terms of this? Is she allowed to go and do it? Let's just have an arm. Is bishineha, Rashi says. She's allowed to go and do it with her teeth. Yavama shiraka dam. What's also the halacha if she goes and she spits, but it comes out dam. Rashi says, me, have a chalitza. Malia says, it considered a good chalitza. Aval, agid lecha esarashum b'ksav emes. The third question, that he asked, that is based off of a pasuk in Sefer Daniel, that the pasuk says the Malach comes to Daniel and he says, I'm going to tell you everything that's in Shemayim. Rashi says, Mikra hu b'Daniel, Shamelech, Shamalach amelo, agid lecha eskola nigzer b'Shemayim, v'roshum b'ksav, and since roshum there, v'hu emes, and it's true, mechlal de'ika b'Shemayim, ksav de'inu emes, b'tmiya. It implies that this was something that's not emes. Aval agid lecha es roshum b'ksav emes, mechlal de'ika ksav she'inu emes. What's going on? Lo have a b'day. He didn't have the answer to any of these questions. So also Shalbi immediately came to the base manager to ask. Amrle, they said, Miksev v'chaltza b'yad, does it say she do chalitza with the hand? No, it says that to do chalitza, so even if she did it with her teeth, it's going to be good. Miksev v'yarko rogue, does it say she has to spit? No, it says she's got to spit something, therefore if she spits blood, it's going to be considered good. Aval, agid l'cha, it's a reshum b'ksav emes, v'yesh k'sav sheno emes, lo kasha, zana kasha. Kam b'gzardin, sheyesh imo shvua. One talking about a gzardin that has a swear that comes along with it, and such a thing you can't get rid of. And kan b'gzardin she'ini mo shvua. And what's talking about where it doesn't have any shvua that's with it. So when it says the word emes, it means something which is always going to be there, and you're not going to be able to take it away. It's like Zok Rashi, Shakas Baruch Hu, ames amso umekaimo ve'inu chozer mivatan, and able to get rid of it. That's what it means, that it's emes, that it's truthful. Kidu Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, Damer Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, Amar Rav Yochanan, Minayin L'Gzar Din Sheyesh Yimok Shavuah Sheinu Nizkariah. How do you know that such a thing won't be ripped up? Shenem, as the Pasuk says, L'chein Nishbati L'Beis Eli Im Yischaper Avon Beis Eli B'Zevcho Mincha Ad Olam. And this, it says that I swore about Beis Eli that the aver of the house of Eli is not going to be mechupar, atoned for by any sort of carbon, any sort of mincha. That so bad news. They behaved in a way which wasn't okay, and then they got pretty much cursed forever. Amar Rav, Rabbi says bezevachol mincha in v'schaper. What we learn from this is that yeah, you can't be mechupar, atoned for with bringing these different carbonos or minchas, but mechupar with divrei Torah. But you can't be mechupar through divrei Torah. Or we say Abaye Amar says bezevachol mincha in v'schaper, but mechupar with gimel chasadim. You can't be mechupar through gimel chasadim. Story time. Rabbi Abaye made the base Eli calls, so we know that Rabbi and Abaye, they came from Beis Eli. Rabbi the Asik b'Torah Chayabar Mishnah. Rabbi was involved in the Torah. He lived for 40 years. Abaye the Asik b'Torah begins Chasadim. Chay Shittan Shin. He lived for 60 years. He was doing both of them. Tan Rabbanan Mishpacha Achas Leishu B'Shalayim. There's a story about there was a family that was in Yerushalayim. Shoyim Eisam B'Keben Shmona Esrei Shana. That everyone would die when they reached the age of 18 years old. Bovidios from Yocham and Zaka, they told him. Amar Lehem Shem Mishpachas Eli. Maybe you guys are from the family of Eli. Shenemar V'Chol Marbis B'Schad Yomusa Anoshim. It says and all those that are raised in your house are going to die when they're young. Go deal with Torah and you're going to live. That's what happened. They lived. They called him the family of Yochanan because of his on his name that he saved their lives. How do you know that the gzardin of a tzibor is never sealed? In other words, it can be rescinded. What do you mean? What do you mean it's never sealed? It says, it says, even if you wash it with nitar, it's a type of soap, or it's a type of detergent, and use much soap, your avera has become a stain before me, which seems to say that even if we're talking about a tzibor, it could still be nechtam. As a Gemara, let's try to work that out again. Ela minayin shafil nechtam is kareh. I don't know, even if there was a chasima, that I could be torn up. Shenemar, mika Hashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu alav. Who is like Hashem whenever we call out to him? Interesting. B'chol koreinu, whenever we call out to him, v'alksiv, when the pasuk says, Dir shu Hashem b'motze. Oh, call to Hashem when he is there, which means only when he's there. But he's not going to be there all the time. It says Gemara Lokasha, Ha b'Yachid, Ha b'Tzibor. We're talking about a Yachid. That's only Dirshu Hashem b'Matzah, certain times of the year. Ha b'Tzibor, though, we're talking about b'Tzibor. Whenever we call b'Chol Kareinu Allah, whenever we call out to him, he's going to answer us. That's going to happen with the Tzibor. Yachid Eimas and a Yachid. When is that? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Eilu Asar Yom Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippurim. If any Yachid during a series of Yitzhuva can do some pretty rockin' tefillahs. Shachal Elavu Adi Shmuel, back to Chalitza. So they said the following thing, they sent it to Shmuel. The Avu Adi Shmuel, the father Shmuel. Yuvama Shirok Kudam. Let's see if I'm going, she spits dam, Tachlutz. She has to go and do chalitza, meaning she's not allowed to do yibam anymore. She's also to the fact that she came and she spit. Says Rashi, it's impossible with a little bit of dam and spit. It's not going to have a little bit of saliva as well. They ask the kasha when it comes to a zav. We know that a zav is tamei and a zav is, and if you have this emission that comes out of it, it's also going to be tamei. So Gemara says yachal yeh, says a brayso yachal dam yotzim yipivim yipiyama, that tamei, you would have thought that if the dam that comes out of his mouth or out of his ama, that's going to be tamei. Tamei lomer zovo tamei, only a zov is tamei. Vein dam yotzim yipivim yipiyama tamei elatar, these things are going to become tahor. It'll be tahor. So hold on 1 second though, but aren't we worried that there's a little bit of spit that's involved in it that should be tame? There's more lokasha, kan b'motzetzes, kan b'shoses. In the case that we're talking about the chalitza, that's talking about a case where she, where this woman sucks in, so she's motzetzes, she sucks in a little bit of dam, and she says, eif shar b'lo tzitzuche rok. It's impossible that no spit came in also. And Kamba shows us, but over here, when dealing with the Zav, it's like where it's dripping out, where he's bleeding, it's just dripping out, and therefore we don't have to say there's any spit over there as well. Next part of the Mishnah, we had said that of a Chirish and Echlatz. I'm going to read you more than that because this is what we're going to jump into. Chirish and Echlatz of Chalitza was done by a certain person who was a Chirish, a deaf mute. And then it says a Chirish Shecholza, or a woman who was a deaf mute, and she did chalitza. So the first one is chalitza was done on someone who's a deaf mute. The other one is of a deaf mute, a woman does chalitza v'chaletzes lekatan, or of a case of a yavama who ends up going to chalitza to a katan, chalitzasa psula. Her chalitza is a pasal. Her chalitza is no good. Now, beep, turn the page, Kuf Heyom Abayz. I'm Rav Yudam Rav, Zut Devi Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. He's the one who says the chalitza is going to be pasal, and it's also going to pasal her from going and being involved with the brothers. They say, in chalitza's katan klum, the chalitza of a katan is nothing, and therefore you could still do yibam. So like the next part, ketana shechalta, let's say you have a ketana. She's a girl, then she goes and she does chalitza, then what? She has to do chalitza again when she becomes older. And she doesn't do another chalitza, then that which was done as a child is going to be no good. It says the Gemara, I'm Rav Yudam Rav, Zudiv Meir. All this is the words of Rabbi Meir. As Rashi points out, Zudiv Meir, the Shamin and Lay, Damer Katan Viktana, Lo Chotzim and Yam, and they don't do these things. Damer Ish Kasim a Parsha, because he says, it says in the Parsha, in the Pasuk, when it discusses it, the Pasuk says, Ish, it has the word Ish. Vim lo yachbutz ish lakachas yivimta. He doesn't want to take. Also yivimta ashaira elazakenim ve'amur me'in yivami lahakim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael lo avli avmi. Right. So this is when he uses the word ish, and therefore what's this coming to tell you? That it's got to be that the yavim has got to be an ish. It's got to be a man. It can't be a little boy. It's got to be a man. Umakshinan isha li'ish. And we do a hekesh of the woman to the man. Meaning to say that the Yavama also has to be a big girl at the time. They say Ish Ksev b'parsha. It says the word Ish in the parsha. Isha by Isha ben gedola b'gitana. It doesn't say. Therefore, she could do either one of them. So I missed it, which says the chalitza of a Yavama, a Ketana Yavama. That's only going to according to Rabbi Meir, but not according to the Chachamim. Man Chachamim. Who's the Chachamim? Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi. How do we know it's Rabbi Yossi that says the chalitza of Ketana is going to be good? So let's take a look. It's going to be straight out at the end of the statement, at the end of this little brisa. And by little, I mean big. So even if the Yavama is a Ketana, she could still do chalitza. Let's take a look. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, by Rabbi Havu Yosvi. Pasuk Chad Minayi Ve'amar. One of them got up and said the following. Someone who davens, he has to put his eyes down. Rashi says, you know what that means? That means klape eretz Yisrael. Mishum the Shechina hasan. The Shechina is there. Kaimet k'tasev. V'hoyu ene v'libi sham. My eyes and my heart are there. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'hoyu ene v'libi sham. Kol yomim, all the days. V'chadam, and one says, ene v'lamayla. No, they got to be looking up, which means to shamayim. Okay, so Shenemar, the pasuk says, nisa levavenu el kapayim. Lift up our hearts with our hands. Yes, this is talking about looking to Shemayim. Adahachi, also Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, the Gabayu. In the meantime, whatever Rabbi Shmuel came to them, Amar Lehu, he says that he asked them, but Maya Skit, so what are you guys talking about? Amar Lehu, they said, B'tfila, we're talking about the idea of Tfila. Amar Lehu, so Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi says, listen, this is important. He says, Kacham Rabba, this is my tata, Rabbi Yossi says, Hamaspal, Tzarch Shitin, Ein of Lamata, Velibi Lamaila. You have to do both. The person has to put his eyes down and his heart has to be up. Kadeshi Sky, Mishdim, across the law, in order to go ahead and uphold both of these psukim. Now, we ain't done. Adahachi, Asa Rebbe, Lamisift. In the meantime, Rebbe came to the yeshiva, is coming to teach. Rashi says, Lamedrish, Vibai Kol Chad, Lamesav Adukta. Everyone quickly scattered in order to go and get their seats. Inu Dahavi Kalilu, Yasav Adukta. Those people who were Kal, they were light. In other words, they weren't Balbasa, they weren't fat. They went ahead and quickly they got to where they had to sit. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Agav Yukrei, Havim Fasiv Azal. He was a hefty man. Rashi says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Bal Basa Hava, Kedaminim Bas, Socher, Sapolim, Mirsav Azal, Holy Chlat. He was going shwaya, slowly, slowly, despacio, despacio. He was a fat guy and a little coat. So Amalei, Abdon, who was over there, he was also a Talmud of Rebbe. Rashi says, Tamidos Rebbe, Haya. And he was there, and he goes and he says, who's this guy who's like standing on the heads of this great people? Is everyone standing on the heads? That everyone would sit down on the floor, and he was like walking through them, looking to be stepping on their heads. Amalei, so Bishmael Rabbi Yossi says, I need Bishmael Rabbi Yossi, that's who I am. Shabbasi Loma Torah, Rabbi, I came to learn Torah from my Heilig, Heilig Rabbi. So Abdon says to him, are you holy? Are you like fit to be able to learn Torah from him? Amalei says back to him, is Moshe fit to learn from Hashem? Amalei says back to him, Moshe, tell me, are you Moshe? Amalei says back to him, and is your Rebbe, is he God? Amar of Yosef says, that Shakli Rebbe Lemitraf say, the Rebbe, he ended up getting a little bit of a smack then. Rashi says, Ligmulo al Shashama v'lamicha. He got his quote-unquote reward, but he got what's coming to him because he wasn't moche this whole discussion. The Ka'amalei, Rabcha, because Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, he said, Rabcha v'lo Rebbe. He didn't say, my Rebbe. In the meantime, you know what happened? While they're having this whole hoopla, Yavama walks in, and Amalei Rebbe Labdan, or Rebbe says to Abdan, Puk Batka, get out of here and go check her. Go check if she's, as she says, maybe a Shtei Cyrus, if she brought two Cyrus, if she's a Gedola. After they went out, Amalei Rebbe Yishmael says, Kachamer Abba, you know what my Tata says? Ish Kasav Parasha, Val Isha Ben Gedola Ben Kitana. It says it's Ish, but when it comes to an Isha, it could be Gedola, it could be Kitana, it could still do Chalitza. You don't have to go and check if she's big. She's the Shtiris. Amalei, so he called back to him and says, talk, come back here, Lot Suchel, you don't have to check her. Kvar Hor is Zakin, because the Zakin already spoke this out. His father named Rabbi Yossi, so we see Rabbi Yossi is the Chachamim, who say that that you do not have the when it's a katana, when it's a woman, it can even be a katana to do chalitza. Okay, but now let's finish off the story over here. Kamafsa Abdon Vasi, so he was on his way back and he was going to sit down to hear the shir. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, Misha Tzarechlo Am Kadosh Yifsal Roshi Am Kadosh. Someone who the Am Kadosh needs you, so you can step over the heads. Misha Ein Tzarechlo Am Kadosh Hechifasa Roshi Am Kadosh. When you're on your way out to go do it because you have to check on Rabbi Seven, on your way back, you don't have to. So what are you doing? Amar Rabbi Labdon, so he says, Kumbeduchtech, stay where you are. Don't move anymore. Just stay over there and listen to the shir over there. Tanya, willing to the Braisa, Bosashan, it's star. Abdon, at that time, Abdon was in the state of Tsar. Rashi's own show, Alosh and Hara, Negoim. Oh, and it's star means he got Saras. Right? He spoke negatively, so he ended up getting Saras. Yeah, he spoke about Bishmal and Rabbi Yossi. Not such a good way. Vitovish Nebanov, not only that, unfortunately, but two of his sons ended up drowning. Ooh, man, Oshtei Kalosav, and two of his daughters-in-law ended up doing Mion. They left, they walked out. And Amir Ab Nachum Yitzchak, he says, Berich Rechmana de Kasve La'abda Mayama, Baruch Hashem, that he got his payback in this world, and he have to deal with it in the next world, but much worse, he'll be clean. There's Gemara, saying, Amir Ab Amma, he says, Midvarv Shel Beribi Nilmad, we learn that from Beribi. This is talking about, in this context, it's talking about Rabbi Yossi. That's who this is, Rashi says. Rabbi Kol, Rabbi Loshen Adam Gadol. He's an Adam Gadol. So we learn that Ketana Choleses Beputos. Beputos. When can she start to do Chalitza? That's when she reaches the age when she goes and she's called a Peutos, which is when she's a young kid, was about 6 or 7 years old. She's able to go out and buy and sell things. She has such an idea, a logic of how to do it. So we see the same thing over here. She's able to do chalitza when she has the ability of doing such things. Rava Amar, Achta Gil La'onas, the Darim. She's not able to do chalitza until she gets to a stage where she actually can start taking Nidarim, which is a year before she becomes Gedola. Rashi says, Shana Achas Kolam Zman Shtei Cyrus. That we learned from Sechas Nida. Bam. Now, V'hilchazo, what is a halacha? Ad shetavish de Cyrus. She can only do chalitza once she got to Cyrus. That looks with world of Rabbi Meir. Okay, we have the next part of the mission. It says, Chalta B'shtayim, let's say she did chalitza in front of two judges, that chalitza is going to be no good, but we'll be sorry. Shem and Rabbi Yochanan Tzala said it was going to be good. Amar Rav Yosef Barman Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman, and Allah Gochazug. The Allah doesn't go according to that zug, but rather, what does it go? That goes with the Tanakhama. It says, you got to have three people over there. Now, if Amar of Nachman Chalitza Minyan, he already said that you have to have three people. Amar of Yosef from Amar Yuni, Amar of Nachman Chalitza B'Shlosha. We said earlier in Daf Kuf Aleph, God, that it's got to be done with three. Says Gemara Tzricha, you have to teach both halachas. Diat Marach Kamaisa, because if you just would have taught us the idea that what that Chalitza is done with three, that's how you said that Havim, I would have said Hani Milu Chatchila. That's the Chatchila. Avod the Eved, Afil Trei. If it was even it was done by two people in front of two judges, it's still going to be good. Kamash Melan, therefore it tells you. This is the second one. And ain't halacha kos hazug. It doesn't go according to them. And that it's got to be with three and not with two. Viashmin and ain't halacha kos hazug. If you just said halachas not like them. Ela kitana kama. Rather, goes according to Tana Kama. It says you have to do in front of three judges. Havamino dieved. I would have thought that chalitza in front of three is bidieved. Alchatchil liboy chamisha. Really need to have five, which is on Daf Kofal. Therefore, we had to write both statements. Next part of the Mishnah, we had said the Maisa. This is the end of the Mishnah. Maisa Shecholtzu. There was a story which ended up happening with these people, the Chalitza, a man and a woman. It was only the two of them were there, and they were in prison. And they came in front of Rabbi Kiva, and he said that it was good. Beino lebeino miyadana. But he said, it was only between him and her. Then how do we know it was really a Chalitza? Rabbi Yudah Mishmol. Ve'edim roam no somi b'chutz. There were edim there that saw the Chalitza that happened from the outside. The Gemara, this story, are we talking about the fact that they did chalitza, that it was outside of prison? He was one in prison. What it means is when they themselves were actually in prison. Says the Gemara, the base. Surin Haya Maisa, this actually happened in prison. Ula Beisa Surin Bamaisa, and the story came to Rabbi Kiva, who was in prison. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Onu Shal Yala, great day.